I'm sitting here with Tom Evans in his house in the rolling Surrey Hills. Tom's a guy I've known for a few years who has a fairly left-field approach to life and comes across some fascinating things. At the moment, or the latest thing that I'm aware of that he's working with is Om.
Or Daily Om.
Daily Om, to give it its full name.
Yes.
And associated with that is a very different way to charge for your services. And I won't say any more than that. I'll ask Tom to explain.
Oh, I like the way that Tom rhymes with Om. That's great, isn't it? So thank you, Keith. Yeah, a lovely lady called Judith Morgan introduced me to Daily Om back in August. She did a mentoring session with me, and I explained how frustrated I was that I got all these books out there, all these fantastic e-courses, and I was working as hard as ever, yet earning so little money. And she said to me, have you heard of this site called Daily Om? Well, I hadn't. So Daily Om run this model where the customer pays what they can afford. Oh, that's interesting. So I approached them with this course that I had running for about a year that had turned over not very much. They liked the sound of the course. I uploaded the course to it. And bearing in mind, the course is valued at $25, but people can pay anything from a dollar upwards in various increments. And within 2 weeks of the course being on there, I've made the same amount of net revenue as I did in a year on the other platform. So I just love this kind of karmically balanced model of pricing.
That's quite a multiplication factor against the way you used to do it.
Yeah, and I think it's because of the energy, and I think that I haven't got any fear about it. When if someone does pay a dollar, I value that customer as highly as someone that might pay $100. There's no difference in my eyes. They've just exchanged some energy for something which I exchanged some energy for in creating.
Oh, but presumably you can see which customer pays $1 as opposed to which customer pays $100 or more.
Well, you can't actually. And I like that anonymity because there's a discussion forum. And in it, I don't know who's paid what. And I don't care who's paid what either because the individual numbers are academic because I just need a certain amount of money to live on like anyone does to pay the bills and have some of the niceties of life. And, you know, within a couple of weeks with this new model, I can see that actually coming to pass.
And so have you now moved everything across the new model? Because you're a man of many books and many e-courses.
Well, not really. Daily Om, by the sound of it, you might imagine it's a spiritually aware site. So it's very mind, body, spirit. And I've got a foot in the sort of left brain camp and a foot in the right brain camp. So I've put a couple of my... I'm putting another course on it as we speak. That'll be ready in the new year, 2014. But I've got stuff which kind of sits on other platforms and obviously my books are on Amazon and this sort of stuff, and Amazon aren't running this model yet, but I think they should. Certainly for the ebooks, where you've got a cost of delivery. So if you've got a physical book and you've got a transport cost, it's not so easy to do because then you've got a fixed cost and we're out into this world of commerce. But when you've got an electronic product, I think this suits every single electronic product out there. Music, video, books.
Well, the cynics would say, surely anybody is just going to do it and go, I'll pay $1 then if I can get it. And you're running the risk of ending up selling your hard grafted works for a buck each time for stuff that's worth patently more than that.
Let me throw some simple mathematics at you, Keith. 1 million people all giving you $1, what number does that equal?
Well, this makes me a very happy man.
It's more than I've ever in my lifetime. Yeah. So it's all about access to stuff and access for stuff that people can afford. And it will equate out over time. So if we run this model as a planet for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, then it really does equate that sort of, you know, 90% of the wealth being owned by 10% of the people equation that we have at the moment. So it is actually a great new method of commerce, I believe, certainly for virtual products, for electronic products.
This sounds like a fascinating way forward.
Well, we'll give it a go. Let's come back in a few months' time and see how it's all going, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Fantastic.